Sorry, laughing. Welcome back to the Burnt Breakfast, and I'm absolutely delighted to have with me in the studio right now the one, the only, Mr. Bobby Mayo.
Hello.
Are you, sir?
I'm good, thank you very much.
So, song number two out today.
Yes.
Funk It Up.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
I'm super, super chuffed about this. I really like the song. It was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. Like, actually, like, being happy with it and putting it out.
Really?
Yeah. But, like, it's out, and I'm super happy that I did that. Super
cool. That first track, Dance Attack, that was, like, quite the picturesque start, you know? Mm. Like, it was, sounded like it was the song came together, and it was really fun. And it did and everyone on the radio enjoyed it. This one's it's been a bit harder, has it?
Yeah, it's been more difficult.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're growing as a musician.
Yeah, unfortunately, I guess, in that way. It definitely has been a lot more difficult. Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about it.
Okay. Funk It Up is like, I was like listening to a lot of, there's like a video game I really like. I don't know if you know it. It's called like Jet Set Radio.
And it's
Jet Set Radio. And it's
I've never heard of it.
It's super dope. So it's like, I think it's from like the early 2000s. And it's like this, you play as like these, like this futuristic city. And you're like these, like rollerbladers who like are like kind of like street punks and the graffiti stuff.
Sounds vain.
Super dope. And the guy who like composed it, he's called like Hideki Naganuma, I think. He's a Japanese guy, super, super good, super good. Like, mean. He just composed, like, produced the entire album. It was so good. And then I've been listening to it, and I was like, this is dope. And I was like, I want to try to do something that, like, emulates this or is inspired by this. So I was listening to a lot of that, and I was just sitting, like, on Ableton, like, trying to make something similar to it. And then I made, like, the little melody in the chorus. And then I was like, oh, I think I might have some in here. And then it just, like, took off from there.
Oh, wow.
It just went cool.
That's so interesting. I don't often get people mentioning, like, video game music as, like, inspiration. But there is some really good video game music
like,
out there.
The Minecraft, like, album is, like, insanely dope. Like, super cool. Like, if you actually stop and listen, you're like, damn, like, this shit is awesome.
This was like quite interesting though. Like, so you're just starting with like a sound you kind of know, and you're finding your way to it, really, aren't you?
Yeah, basically. I mean, I think what's similar between this song, Funk It Up, and Dance Attack is, I don't know, there's a lot of like, I like a lot of like 90s like retro video gamey like crunchy synthy stuff, and I don't know, like that is a lot of what Jet Set Radio sound like, because it also like a lot of like hip-hop like scratchy sample like type stuff, and I was like, that is, I love that shit. I think it sounds so cool, and it's something I want to do more and emulate more on music. But yeah, video game music is awesome. There's so much good stuff out there. I feel like I don't know, if you don't play video games, you probably just won't know, and that's fair enough. It's just like, yeah.
What do you play this specific game on? Like, what device?
Oh, this came out on, like, I played it on the computer when I was younger. Right. But, like, it came out on, like, I think it was, like, the Sega, like, Dreamcast or something.
Oh, right.
Like,
okay.
Something like that. I feel like, I'm not even sure how people know that. Or, like,
don't even know. Like, from the 90s. Do you still play it on the computer?
Yeah, you can play it on the computer.
Okay,
it's coming out like Xbox, I think, and stuff as well.
Oh,
like,
good.
They were like, oh, this game is lit. Let's put on more stuff.
I thought I was going to have to find a Sega Dreamcast.
Nah, you were. They definitely have like ported it to different stuff. It's cool.
Okay,
it's cool. It's cool.
Would I be able to find one of those Dreamcast things? Like, if I was looking for one?
Yeah, I'm sure you definitely could. I mean, it might cost a pretty penny, maybe. Because
it's
like vintage, but like,
quite,
I don't know.
Expensive.
Like, yeah, nah, it's cool. It's cool. Yeah.
So. We're coming in summer. Oh, I just whacked myself. We're coming in summer. What's going on for you? Diving into the music a bit more?
Yeah, just doing a lot more music. I think I'm like starting to like get more into the groove of it and like progress more Bobby Mayo. And I think I want to just like sit down and just like work on like doing a bunch more stuff and then just like get it all ready and then go and subsequently release that and just be more onto it of like marketing and like just a more organized rollout of all that jazz, you know. Yeah, 100%.
So you know and like hang out with a lot of musicians, so right?
Yeah. I guess I mean I'm not like the I don't know the high school quarterback at a high school. I have friends who are musicians. Like, yeah, I definitely have.
Have any given advice? Are they asked to collaborate?
I've had a bunch of super good advice from a bunch of people, especially from people I went to school with as well who do music. Like, I remember my friend for like the first interview I did here. He literally was like, I was like, shout out Quinn Mannix, super super great guy, makes great music, and I was talking, I was like, oh, I like did super well on RDU, and he was like, that's super awesome. He's like, you should just ask them to do an interview. And I was like, oh, I can do that. And he's like, yeah. He's like, the worst thing to do is say no. I was like, oh damn. And it was one of those things where it's like, he's such a good guy, supportive friend, such a great musician. I was like, yeah, he's super helpful, and like, I wouldn't even like be doing this if he hadn't just said. Bro, you know, you can just ask. I was like, true.
Just ask. I say no to no one, really.
Awesome, thank you.
Now you've finished uni now.
Yeah.
Am I correct in saying it's results day today?
Damn, I don't know actually. Like, I kind of just like submitted my stuff and was like, cool, I'm good to go. I'm not even sure when this stuff will come out. It could be.
Because the guests before you said it was results. Oh, damn.
If it was UC, I mean, it probably is. Yeah. I didn't do UC for this year, but like.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. So different.
Oh, wow.
Gotta
be quirky.
Wow. But I don't know. It could be. I should check. I want to know if I passed.
If that does end up being true, are you nervous for your results? Would you?
I'm not nervous.
Good.
And not in the sense that like I'm like, oh my god, I'm so confident. I'm just like, I went to school and I learned the stuff I wanted to learn. So yeah, like it's right, all good. Yeah. Like I have the knowledge I have, good regardless of what the end is. Yeah.
So funk it up. There's a bit of like, I mean, in the name funk as well, obviously, but there's definitely like some disco kind of influence in there as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Are we going to see a bit more of that?
I honestly would really like to. I was thinking about that. I was like, I think disco is so fun, like so groovy.
Yeah,
I've been listening to a lot of music like that as of recent, some more like hip-hop like that, and I'm just like, oh, definitely something I think I'd want to do more. I feel like if you heard something like that like live, I just would just want to like dance. I don't know. All I want to do is have people have fun and dance. And
yeah,
that's something that can help me do
that. Are you going to have any gigs coming up?
I definitely, not anytime soon. I do really want to. I was like, I need to like have more things out.
Yeah.
Or it's like a two-song gig.
I was asking that question, I was like, this is song number two. Why are you asking them to
No, but that's so valid. I appreciate that. I just like, yeah, I think I want to at least, I think by next year, I'm going to put like a lot of music out, and then hopefully by the later part of next year, like the last half, is when I start doing my thing.
I'm so excited for it. Honestly, I'm fangirling, really.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's so cool. I freaking love this song.
Thank you.
Audience out there, this is called Funk It Up. It's by the one, the only, Bobby Mayo. Who's quickly becoming friend of station here. and this is it. So, guys, do you have anything to say about the song before we play it?
I really like the song. I think it's dope. I hope you guys like it too. Enjoy.
Me bumping and pumping my jazz. Okay, get down with the rhythm now. Get low to the floor and get with it now. So hey, this beat got me jumping. Let's fuck up the function and get hella funky. Oh wow, move around, yeah, we saw that. Right now, get down, cause we format. Bang, bang, Jackie Chan, call the party up. Wham, bam, oh man, got some fighting us. Who's that Highland? Yeah, they're tarting us. Bang, bang, it's a mash, we down us. Toot, toot, like a big red car. And wiggle your hips and you're gonna get far. F-U-N-K, that's how you spell it. I grew to this shit, get down and yell it. Wanna funk it up, you gotta funk it up. You wanna funk it up, you gotta funk it up. Like, oh wow, like how, get funky. Jump up, get down, get funky. Get funky, get funky. Come on, come on. Last day mail, but I use them spices. I'm so indecisive. B44, now we feeling giant. When you sell it, I ain't buying. Knock, 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 now the funk is here. Set the table and pull a chair. Rock the stash, feeling like I'm Flanders. When I funk it up, now that's bad manners. Go, go, now can we get crazy? Number one in town, but not lazy. Boo hoo for you, but you made me. Scooby doo, smoke it, ooh, we hazy. So please get funky and loud. Funk it up and get down. Get moving, that's my target. I'm feeling fresh like a farmer's market. Wanna funk it up?